Namo Guruye Namo Buddhaya Namo Dharmaya Namo Sanghaya Namo Guruye Namo Buddhaya chuyên quyền 라도라미미다미온지용보던지진라조지지조로지호지본선제존바랍도지진데베주조보디도시 Someone who listened to the Dharma at the beginning, the first is the good motivation. To listen to the holy, precious Dharma, the good motivation is very important at the beginning in order to attain the supreme, complete and perfect enlightenment for the purpose of all dear mother sentient beings as light as the spirits. Today, in Tibetan calendar, the month is September 9, and in international calendar, you know that today, November 1st, yesterday you have done the, some festival of Halloween yesterday night. Everybody looks very busy. All the children and people come to near knock the door. Some young adults and some mom and parents also. Some of them come with the children to remember the Halloween. So in Tibetan calendar, it's September. And in this month in Tibetan calendar is one very important that the Shakyamuni Buddha, the object of our prostration, the object of our taking refuge, the object of our offering, and so on. And so in this month, the Shakyamuni Buddha descend from the Tushita to in this human land, in this universe. So today I just gave the teachings of the Lamrim teachings, the great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment. You have already listened about the biography of Guru Atisha and also the greatness of the teachings. It may be growth or be stand your or our respect to the teachings Guru Atisha and his novel teachings. Now just let you remember the biography of the Buddha Shakyamuni. The Shakyamuni Buddha is an enlightened person. Now, who is a very compassionate person or enlightened being, and also he has gained the realizations, wisdom, which recognize or understand the emptiness. He was born in the Shaga regions. At the beginning, he was not enlightened person, as our master introduced us very quite often, that at the beginning, he is also like us, sentient beings like us. And from that, he generated the mind of the Buddha Bodhicitta, the altruistic intentions for the benefits of all sentient beings. And then from this, the mind of spirit of enlightenment, and he has done the two types of collections, the accumulation of merit and the accumulation of the wisdoms. Those are what we call the two collections, two accumulations, the merit and wisdom. You have heard many times about this. From that he practiced a very hardship practice for the Dharma. After he was born in the Tushita realm or heaven, and from the Tushita realms or the heavens, he comes in this universe of the human existence. He came in this land when he observed the time, when he observed or sees the which lady should be his mother, and he comes descend from Tushita heaven to in this human universe. As I mentioned, this month is the month of the Shakyamuni, anniversary of the Shakyamuni Buddha descend from Tushita heaven to human existence. Yes, he was born in the place called the Lumbini. Therefore, the Lumbini garden or the park became a pilgrim place, the holy place, the good place, the place to remember the Shakyamuni Buddha's birth, the place to remember the practice of the Dharma, and so on. The Buddha Shakyamuni Buddha was born in Lumbini Garden from his mother called Queen Maya Devi. In Tibetan, we say the Gyumal Hanze. In English, you might say the mother of Buddha. And in Vietnamese, I don't know language. Korean, I don't know Korean language. And other language. Okay, you can say the mother of the Shakyamuni Buddha, and that mother, and then the father. The name was in Tibetan. We call the Gyebo Sezangse in Sanskrit. May I excuse to you? I don't know the name in Sanskrit or the Hindi name. As he was born in the royal family, and then under the one tree, he born under one tree. As you remember that, I don't need to mention you. As you remember when he was born, and then the seven lotus flower comes out from the earth, and he grows on those very beautiful lotus flower. Okay. And on that lotus flower, he crossed the path on those seven lotus flowers, and he told that he is the one victorious person in this world. After the Queen Maya Devi and then King, they fulfilled many accomplishments. They fulfilled many wishes of them, the king, the queen, and then also the neighborhood. There are many, many good signs at that time. So the king, when the child was the boy, the father, dead, they become very happy. Is it looks like me or no? If the child is the daughter or lady, and she must be looks like the mother, like here the Queen Maya Devi, who is Queen Maya Devi is a very very natural, beautiful. She don't need to make up too much like in this modern society. If I am a female, I will make up very much my face. if you watch the TV, if you watch the TV about the Japanese TV channel, and then they will show you how they will the Japanese lady are very beautiful and very engaged to make up to see the mirror again and again, always with a makeup face and then the pencil and so on. And not only a Japanese, okay, Vietnamese, English, American, whoever, very busy and engaged to make up their face, to they never miss to carry their mirror, true. So Queen Maya Devi don't need don't need a material things to make up her. She's a natural in very beauty. So I don't talk this very much about the story of the samsara. In the other hand, one hand, I'm very happy to talk about the Dharma biography, spiritual biography. Other hand, without the example, I'm very worried sometimes. You might be boring to listen to the Dharma. Therefore, I give the example to you, okay? So that's true. The king, the Prince Siddhartha, his father became very joyful, and he gave the name to his prince. He gave the name Prince Siddhartha as he fulfilled his wishes and mind. In the other hand, when the Milarepa was born, and his father is very busy. Milarepa's father is very busy, always engaged to do the activities in the business. And then when the son was born, some message comes to the hair of the Milarepa's father. This I taught you just by the way, okay? Just by the way. He became very happy. And then he gave the name to Milarepa. His name is Thepagra. That in Tibetan language, Thepagra, that means the father became very happy when he heard that the child was the boy. He became very happy, and he gives the name very directly, Thepagra. And Prince Siddhartha, when he born, his father became very happy because he fulfilled his wishes. Then he gave the name to the his prince, named Prince Siddhartha. Then Prince Siddhartha learned about the general arts or knowledge, like grammar, how to painting, how to throw the arrow, how to run, like the the athletic sport. So here in America, when you are young, you are learning how to drive and how to do the different types of exercise in general. So at that time, the Prince Siddhar learned every knowledge about the general knowledge. There are five arts. After that, the king and queen requires to take the one girl or lady to marriage with some lady, and then Prince Siddhartha accepts the advice from his mother, Queen Maya Devi, and then his royal king or the gate. And he accepts he has a choice in our food. So sometimes when we went to the hometown buffet, there are different types of delicious food, and other the Chinese buffet and Vietnamese buffet and different buffet. We can choose the food. So if you like the vegetarian, you can eat the vegetarian green salad and olives and so on. If you like a non-vegetarian, you can choose the non-vegetarian. There are different types of food on the table too. You can choose. So like that example, he's a son of the royal king too. He can choose the different lady. There are many, many beautiful ladies in front of him. He can choose whatever he likes. And among them, the Prince Siddhartha chose the one lady, and he became married with him. And the lady became pregnant, and they became one child called Dachensin. And after here, what we call the here, which we call the. In general, we call the Jigdengichawa worldly activities up to here. And once time he exists, as you remember, some new students, maybe the new speech from me. So most of you are already listened the many dharmas from the different and precious spiritual master and gurus like His Holiness the Dalai Lama and other the past gurus. So once occasion he exists from the guru and from the palace or kingdom to the outside to watch what happened in the outside. And from when he came back, he renounced his thought, he changed his mind. He totally changed his mind and he renounced from the samsara in general biography of the Shakyamuni Buddha too. There are two biographies. One biography, the spiritual biography, which we follow to the Mahayana path, then we accept that the Shakyamuni Buddha has already attained the complete enlightenment, supreme enlightenment, perfect enlightenment before he comes to this world. So in the Hinayana way, he is just the ordinary person like us at the beginning at that time. So, however, the Prince Siddhartha renounced from his kingdom. His thought renounced from general in the samsara. Then Prince Siddhartha sees that in the royal palace, whatever he do is just meaningless time, meaningless activity, no meaning in this royal palace. Then he wished to go out from this his royal place, and he as he renounced when he exists outside the door, He went outside with the one rider of his horse, and he went to they're called in Tibetan we say Shugen Namda, and he went to the royal he went outside from royal palace to the darshan to the one stupa. And when he arrived there, he cut his hair himself. He cut his hand, his hair. From here, it start that the, he into his mind and activities into the spiritual path or the dharma activities. And then near the one river called in here. The river Narajana, near that river Narajana, and he stay in the jungle. He has practiced the ascetic practice there about the 6 years. At the beginning, he eat the some seeds, and after he stopped to eat that seeds. And then he practiced under the Bodhi tree. He practiced under the Bodhi tree, and he promised, until I won't attain the complete, supreme, and perfect enlightenment, I will not stand up from these meditations. And he do very strong and the complete meditations are under the Bodhi tree, and from there. He has done the meditations under the Bodhi tree, and then he gained the realizations, and he became a very complete and perfect enlightened person. Then there's nothing which he didn't understand. He won't understand all the phenomena obscure to all not obscure. Sorry. Okay. All the phenomena are very, very clear to him. He understands the everything, and he became a very skillful person and a compassionate person. After that, he went to the site of the different place called Varanasi. To Varanasi, he stayed there about the 49 days, and after 49 days, the Ishvara or the Brahmins, they request him to preach the Dharma. And then in Varanasi, he preached the first sermon or first teaching. We have heard many times about the topic of that teachings. Not far from today, I mentioned already that before, and we have listened the Four Noble Truths teachings from His Holiness the Dalai Lama in Long Beach. You remember that on Convention Center, you heard the Four Noble Truths, the teachings of, and you also have heard this, listened this before the other masters. So at the others, in Varanasi, he taught the Four Noble Truths to his first disciple. There are five disciples. He taught those Four Noble Truths. And then the other teachings of the Mahayana he preached. After that, he also, there are some person who debate to him, argue to him. No one could argue with the Shakyamuni Buddha. He defeated all those non-Buddhist persons. And he showed the very different types of miracles, very amazing and very wonderful miracles. What he has knowledge, he shows to them. So these are the very short or the brief, the biography of the prince Siddhar at the beginning when he was in the royal palace. And after he became, his name became the Shakyamuni Buddha. The Muni is the one, what we call the victory one. He became a very victory person. he attained a complete enlightenment. He benefited the different types of sentient beings at that time. Unfortunately, well, we don't know where we are at that time. However, we are in the psychic existence at that time. So we don't know where we are. Maybe we are in the hell beings. Maybe we are in the breathing ghost and running for the food and thirst. And maybe we are in the land of animal. In the oceans, in the jungle, maybe in the domestic animal, we don't know where we are at that time. Perhaps if we are very fortunate and lucky at that time, maybe we are some different place from the Shakyamuni Buddha's persons. Maybe we are very fortunate, we are in the heaven realms, too. Happier than this, maybe. Very happier than this, very long life ghosts, or the demigods, asuras, or the formless realms, all the 10 meditations in the single pointed. So, however, I don't know where we are, too. So, at the end, so these are what we call the deeds of the Shakyamuni Buddha. When you visit the temple, Buddhist temple, you see the different painting on the wall. If you visit the Varanasi temple, you will see the painting on it, and different Buddhist palace, they are painting, he cut his hair, and they are painting that, and he take the royal activities, and they also wears his body with a very skinny body when he do the meditation about the ascetic practice about the 6 years. And then also in Varanasi, if someone, you have already done the pilgrim there's one statue of the Shakyamuni Buddha in Sarnath. There's a Shakyamuni Buddha preached the Dharma sermon to those five disciples. And if you visit to the Buddha Gaya, you remember that there is the Bodhi tree where he attained the full and complete enlightenment. Therefore, they're marking the anniversary of the Shakyamuni Buddha. And some people they enter their minds to the Dharma, they reject and they don't wish to do much activities in this life. Then in India, they visit to Buddha Gaya, they do the prostration there, they offer there, they practice the Dharma there. Sure. So if we cannot do that, then we can just visualize our home as a holy, precious Dharma. Some of you might, you told me that, my house is my temple, sure. So if you practice the Dharma in your house, then that's your temple, sure. However, he has done different deeds and activities to benefit the sentient beings. And at the end, he visit and went to the Kushalnagar, and then the Kushalnagar, passed away. He went to the Parinirvana. He went to Parinirvana, and whatever he has done, all for those are sentient beings. So he went to the Parinirvana in order to let us know the impermanence, the chapter of impermanence is everywhere, not not external impermanence, the chapter of impermanence. If we, someone remember that, then we can understand as the great scholars, those sages, advice to us. If we think and observe very careful contemplations, they are all the phenomena, they are the example of the impermanence. They show us how they are impermanence. What we have broken in our house, those are the example of impermanence. The leaves change. We have heard this many times too. I just remember you too. Many change, season change. Today the timing change too. Today everybody hurry. Some really very hurry to come here, or I'm late to come here. And come here very early in the morning, and then sees that the time is changing. Oh, today the time is changed too. And then some people who observe before, they know that tomorrow the time changed. Then there comes no hurry too. They come at the time here, at the time. So the time changed this morning. And then not only only the time. If you observe the things, everything changed too. Last time you have wearing the different clothes, different days, and then the Halloween time, people change the dress, people change the everything too. And one after one, it has the momentary changes, as those spiritual masters told us the truth too. They told us everything changed too. Even the water, river, from the river, water moves, and the tree. Okay, so I don't give the much about the topic of the chapter of the impermanence too. Chapter of the impermanence is not, but it's very important. It's very important to understand this chapter, as you the Kadamba master, even the Kadamba master, Master Potova, said that impermanence is not a small chapter. It's a chapter which importance at the beginning when you enter your mind to the Dharma. At the middle, it will don't give up your practice. It will not abandon your practice. It will hold your practice. At the end, it's very important to complete your Dharma activity. So impermanence is not a common chapter. It's a very important chapter. I cannot say it's not important. Okay, it's an important chapter. But here today I just talk the biography of the Shakyamuni Buddha, and it comes that here Shakyamuni Buddha concluded his body, his dissolution, his physical body, and he went to the parinirvana. So after that, he gives the relics to those sentient beings. So these are the the very short the biography of the Shakyamuni Buddha. And if you want to listen the more detail about this biography, then you will read more about the Shakyamuni Buddha's biography. Okay, just remember you. Okay, so however, he was born in the royal family. After he gave up his activities in this life, he renounced his mind and attained, he practiced and he attained the complete enlightenment. So we are same like that too. We are same like that. We are we are the ordinary living beings, and those precious Dharma master told us that the biography of those holy gurus like the Shakyamuni Maitreya, Buddha Maitreya, Bodhisattva Maitreya, there are Bodhisattva Manjushri, and Guru, as I mentioned already about the biography of the Guru Atisha. At the beginning, his name was the Chandragrabha. Chandragrabha became the Guru Atisha too. So we also, when at the So at the beginning, we didn't hearing the Dharma. We are very ordinary person all the time, thinking in this life only, activities in this life only. So we may think that if I do open one coffee shop, how I will gain the U.S. dollar, and U.S. dollar is more than the Indian currency, Mexican pesos, and is more than the other the coin money, and it's more strong than the currency, than the other currency too. And then U.S. dollar, on the dollar, there's a picture of Washington, and there is a picture of the very glorious person, the Jackson, and the person is the Lincoln, and ground, very, very, very nice picture on it. True. And person thought that when we see the other currency, true, the Mexican currency, Indian currency, Chinese currency, and then other currency, and looks like a different currency, it's more gross than amount. True. Then people calculate the money, true, all the time, become a very rich person. True. And at the beginning, they are a common person, poor person, and then they understand the benefits of the currency too, and they challenge, and then they open the coffee shop, and maybe they will open the donuts, they will open the Chinese Express. Very busy, very hurry person went there and taking the chow mein and so on too, to eat, and very hurry time. Taking, and then some Mexican restaurant, they become focused to become a very very rich person. So after they become a very rich person, they change their bank when they are in their country. When we are in our country, our bank, and then here the American Express, they have holding the card of the American Express, and then they. That's they are holding the other card, sure. They are become a very rich person in this life, too. So when they see a Dharma, when they hear a Dharma, then all those become a lighter than Dharma, too. And then Dharma told to us, even you have an American Express, you cannot carry it after this life, too. You have to let the whatever you have to, even you have a European currency to, even you have a Dutch mark, even you have a Swiss franc, even you have a euro, whatever we have, we cannot carry all these things to our next rebirth to. If we have to carry, then it's very heavy to us. We have to carry many, many different things too. We have very heavy. We have to carry the currency. We have to carry the house. We have to carry the some different types of Mercedes, Toyota cars, and then we are not enough too. And then we are not enough to carry all this for the next rebirth too. So it's better to let all of these before conclude this our physical body. Sure. We have different types of the attachment too. And Tibetan we says, oh, okay, now I don't call this the holy biography of the Shakyamuni Buddha is better, okay? I don't need to tell the samsari story to exactly from my experience too. Samsari story is a little bit easy to talk to you, okay? The spiritual, the Dharma is a little bit difficult to talk to you, sure. So, it says that it's very difficult to become the Buddhist in this world. There is a reason why the Buddha is very difficult to come this world, because there's someone who has to purify all of the negativities of the propensity and then complete spiritual prayer dedications, and also the students or the person surrounded by with the Buddha should be also a ripened person. So from this reason, it's very difficult to arise the Buddha in this world. Therefore, the Indian scholar, Indian Bodhisattva Shantideva. The time changing. It's very now 10 minutes only to listen the Dharma. Okay. For me also 10 minutes to talk with the Dharma also. Okay. Indian the Bodhisattva. Bodhisattva Shantideva, to His Holiness Dalai Lama, very happy and fond to express the quality of the Bodhisattva Shantideva. Bodhisattva Shantideva once told that the Jidar Semo Minatu no Roju Giji Ramnatam Bada Tishin Sanke Tui Jalamna Jidian Sunam Roju Tanga Jums. He gives the example in the very dark space, very dark midnight. From the sky, light flashes from the sky, and there is a light, very moment time, very short time, lights appear to at the darkness night, darkness time. So, that example, many darkness events all the time, darkness even, the Buddha's appear in this world a very short moment. Perhaps we may thought that Shakyamuni Buddha lives here in this universe about the 81 years too. So we may thought that, it's 81 years, it's a very long time. So we may thought that it's not like that. So very short moment, if you think and concern very careful about the even, then it's a very short time he appears in this world. So Shantideva said that he appears here very, very short moments. So here the one scholar said that it's very difficult to see the Buddha also, even in this degenerated time. It's difficult to enter the Buddhist temple. It's very difficult to see the master. Even we see the master from us, it's very difficult to grow our faith and devotion to the master. It's difficult. So from that, master advised us, you should renounce this world. Not that means you give up everything, okay? Because I have to be careful about this. True. It means that you don't give up the American Express. It don't mean that you give up your coffee shop and then you are where you do the wall. Okay, you don't need to give up. Then you have a problem. Okay, you are not like the monk, too, like me. The monk life is quite different too. So the human the lay person life is a different little bit life. But you will understand, and you have to understand this Dharma knowledge, very important too. So it's very difficult to understand and taking refuge. And also that someone who chanting, we have chanting refuge, we listen that many times we know that, stealing is a negative actions. And then to giving is the positive actions. To speech, wrong speech, we know. So lying is a wrong speech. And then truth speech is a right speech. We know those are negative karma and then positive karma, bad action, good action. So when it comes from the practice, then it's more harder to me. It's more hard to us to, like a metal to. The muddy is a little bit soft. The rubber is a little bit soft. So if you want to seize the metal or iron, then we can seize it. It's a very hard rock. So like that, when our mind to listen the Dharma and little bit easy to when we enter to practice the Dharma, then our mind is a little bit harder to make it soft to. To make a physical to make a flexible a little bit difficult. So, when we practice the karmic action. So from that, when we talk about the nirvana, or in the other hand, the renunciation of this world, then in general in samsara, it's harder than that. And regarding of the bodhicitta, for us is very difficult to even someone at the beginning, someone listen about the topic of the bodhicitta to and bodhicitta is expressed by the Shantideva, says that the all dear sentient beings are more than us too. So our self-cherishing advisor, our self-cherishing advise us, good food for me, good cloth for me, a good car for me, good residence for me, and then good for everything needs good. So then it's very difficult to kick out these self-cherishing. Thus the arising bodhicitta is more difficult. From that we understand, from that reason we understand that to attain the complete and supreme enlightenment is very, 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 very difficult. So, however, when the Shakyamuni Buddha is in the heaven at the Tushita realm, he sees the different. He sees the time when he comes. He sees the human world where he wants to come or do the activities of the Dharma, and he sees the Queen Mayadeva, Mayadevi, who should be his mom. He sees everything in this world. There are five observations, as you heard many times before me. I just repeat to you. So there's the time goes very quickly, runs very quickly. Okay, may I read the quick written prayer of the Geshe-la first, and then English and Vietnamese as the regular too. No. Jin Okay, please say in English. Okay, what name is reading, please? Thank you.
Lời vàng cho thành được tam bảo. bảo linh đứng, cho thần lực duyên khởi tương ưng với tánh không bất nhị bất trùng, cho tâm lực trí thành cùng kiến ngưỡng, xin cho sở nguyện chúng đệ tử được tất thời viên mãn.
Но нам магнезим жедем жедем не жедем более дежем не думаем базу безанья бегуру инжуру жи. So the at the end the dedication is very important. As you have we have collected the righteous actions today November 1st in Tibetan September 14th. May the spiritual master, His Holiness Dalai Lama, and all the Dharma master and spiritual master in this existence remain very long life, healthy life, and also the Dharma, the teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddhas and all the teachings remain very long in this existence, and all the suffering in this existence, the illness, sickness, starvations, whatever in this existence may never happen and remove very shortly and quickly. And at the end, all of our dear mother sentient beings may free from the two types of obscurations, and also they may attain the complete, supreme and perfect enlightenment very shortly. Thank you very much to pay attention for the Dharma. Even I would like to read the Lamrim teaching. I would like to explain the path to enlightenment, Lamrim, especially the benefits of how to listen the Dharma and how to preach the Dharma. But the time pushed to this month, the Shakyamuni Buddha descend from the Tushita to here. So I just gave here the Lamrim teaching. The next Sunday, I guess the next Sunday is better to do the Tsok offering, Guru Puja, the 10:30 to anniversary of the Shakyamuni Buddha, more than my teaching. Okay. So more important my teaching, and then everybody welcome and come to do the anniversary of the Shakyamuni Buddha next Sunday 10:30. We will do the Tsok offering, and Lamrim might be said that no hurry. Okay, thank you very much. Yeah. No prostration today. Oh, yeah.